Okay, babe, if you ask me one more time if I pack Lola a sandwich, I'm gonna lose it. I know how to pack a lunch. After all these years, I'm at least decent at it, okay? Dorian, you can see your sister wandering off. I told you to hold her hand. Bringing your girlfriend to a family trip does not mean you get to shirk off your responsibilities. Oh, girlfriend, girl who is a friend. I don't have time to correctly label your little relationship, and I don't care all that much either. Just grab Lola and go stand by your mom until I finish checking everything, okay? The first time I plan one of these damn days and I'm ready to quit. How the hell does she do this twice a month? Ugh. Lord help me if I screw this up. She already looks nervous not being in charge. Hun, you're pacing again. Sit down with the kids until I'm done, okay? Okay. Cooler bag is packed. Phone's at full battery. Bright clothes to identify a small child determined to run away at the first sign of fun. Moody teenager holding said child's hand, trying to play it cool in front of his girlfriend. And not relaxed wife, fixing a small child's already fine hair. Good to go. Okay. I know everything is all set. No TikTok or any other battery-draining apps that will make it impossible for me to contact you, because I am near certain your mother already has the National Center for Missing Children on standby. Okay, this is a big aquarium, so think about where you go and relate it to the time you need to be back here. 5 o'clock on the dot. Say it with me. 5 o'clock on the dot. There we go. The sweet sound of compliance. Hey, Dorian, come here a sec, kid. It was either kid or champ, and I have never called you champ in my life. You want me to just call you Dorian because of your girlfriend? Again, I don't have time to sputter through what the hell is going on with the both of you. So listen, there's a small part of this day that I sort of left out. From you. Your sister. Your girlfriend. Shut up. And your mother. Your darling, busy during most of the week mother. I did not mention that I do not want to see any of your faces until 5 o'clock. There's nothing threatening about putting a hand on your son's shoulder. I'm just really trying to make you understand that I do not want to see any underage children who live under my roof or date the ones that I raise coming at me from behind or headfirst. I plan today out to the last detail. Your mother and I have not been on a real, legit date in far too long. You've been deceived, bamboozled, hoodwinked. This is about me and your mother. Family day today is a scam. Today, I'm going to cuddle with your mother around this big-ass aquarium and rekindle the sparks of our first date that, fun fact, happened at an aquarium. We didn't have kids back then, and I want this experience to be as authentic as possible. Oh, the hand on your shoulder hurts? Good. Let the pain seep in. Let it teach you. Allow yourself to understand that I intend for this to be a good day for me and your mother. So, when I back away from you, I expect you to take your friend who is a girl. Happy? Take your sister and beat it. Got it? All right, good talk. I get so intense because I love you. It doesn't have to feel like it. I said it, so it is what it is. All right then. Babe, I think you said you wanted to go through the underwater tunnel. Oh, the kids are going elsewhere, I guess. You know how it is at that age. Don't want to be seen with your parents and all that hormonal bullshit. Just gives us time to relax. Mainly you. Oh, you don't need to relax? You? The one who's even stressed in her sleep. Come on, babe. I didn't plan out this day just for you to stay worried about the kids or work. This is just you and me and the kids, but in separate areas. All right? Hey. I just want you to have a good time today, all right? Do you think I would pay $50 fucking dollars per person if I didn't want to see you relax and smile and just be happy? I planned this day out for you. Just you. Kind of the kids. Mostly you. Yeah? All right. That's my girl. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll find a nice place to get some alone time. No, like, what? Oh, no, Jesus, babe. You take me for a fucking sicko? Come on, I got a little bit more class than that, babe. I'm talking about, like, making out and shit, like we did on our first date. Squeeze your ass a little, you know? What? How are you gonna walk away from your wife like this? What did I say? Babe! Babe, come on! Oh, wait up! You're gonna make me lug this cooler bag on my own?